This podcast has been edited for clarity and brevity. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela Lafrac. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and this is a time of year when many of us start reflecting on the things we're thankful for. For many Vermonters, it is also a time to give back to their community. Joining us now is Dr. Victor Pisanelli. Victor has been volunteering at the Rutland Community Cupboard for the last 5 years. He's also on the board of the Rutland County Free Medical Clinic. Victor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me today, Michaela. Appreciate it.
Now, I understand that you are at the Community Cupboard in Rutland right now. Is it open? What's the scene there?
Yes, we are open on Wednesdays from 11 to 2. It's been a very busy day. Usually we'll have 8 to 10 people lined up at 11 o'clock for the opening of the doors. And there's been a steady flow of customers here all day since 11. I would say that we've probably had about 40 different families that have come in. Many of them are singles. Some are members of large families, and we have given away quite a few items today. And that's been pretty typical of every day here. We're open 5 days a week for three-hour shifts. We have quite a number of volunteers on the roster, usually have at least a couple come in each day for the shopping hours. And we have other volunteers that come in to help stock shelves. We have two large deliveries from the Vermont Food Bank each month, and so a number of us will come in on those mornings to help unload the trucks and stock away all of the goods. And it's been very busy. Our numbers have steadily climbed over the past year.
Victor, that's one thing I was wondering about today as I was preparing for this conversation. If the Rutland Community Cupboard has seen more and more people coming in, particularly as you know, we've seen increasing rates of people experiencing housing insecurity across the state.
Yes. We just to give you a comparison, about a year ago, we were giving away about 18,000 items per month, and currently we're up to about 26 to 27,000 items per month.
And items being like food items, cans.
Food items. These are all food items. Yes, these are staples like canned and boxed items that are shelf items. There are a lot of frozen meats and fish that we give away. There's a lot of fresh produce that we receive and give away. So yes, 25 to 26,000 food items per month.
And Victor, as a volunteer, what kinds of interactions do you have with the folks who are coming to the food shelf to pick up food? What are those relationships like?
Well, they're very good. I personally volunteer here each Wednesday, and so we do allow clients to come in up to once a week if they need to. So oftentimes, many people get into a pattern of coming the same day each week. So for instance, today, when we opened our doors, the first 6 to 10 people that come in are many of the same people that come in at that time each week. So I get to know them. They get to know me. They are very comfortable coming here. Everybody here is treated with respect and dignity. We're non-judgmental. Everybody has a story. Everybody comes from a part of life that is different from anybody else. And we do have many unsheltered folks living in the area, people that are living in hotels right now who are considered to be homeless. We are seeing many of those folks, and everybody, essentially 100% of the folks that come in here, are very grateful for what they're able to receive. And our staff here is the staff that works here, the volunteers, are very respectful and kind to the clients and the customers. So it's a very good relationship that we develop with the individuals that come in. And many new people come in. And so we spend a little extra time instructing them on the rules and the ways of working around our cupboard here. So it's very gratifying.
And Victor, you volunteer for the Rutland Community Cupboard and are also on the board of the Rutland County Free Medical Clinic. So it sounds like you're seeing folks who might have vulnerable folks in very different settings and are seeing a number of different community needs. For somebody who's listening right now and is thinking, you know, now is the time to start volunteering, to give back to the community, what are some suggestions that you have, either specific needs at one of those two organizations or broader needs in the community?
Well, I would say from firsthand experience, there's always need here at the food cupboard. I would say to anybody who's giving any thought to volunteering, I would strongly encourage it. Even if somebody is still working full-time, I think most people can find a couple of hours a week or several hours per month that they could volunteer in some capacity. And there are many different volunteer organizations. I'm most familiar with the Food Cupboard and the Free Medical Clinic. But I would say that there are plenty of opportunities in different facilities around the city where one could offer a few hours of their time. And there is a great need spread across all of the services in this community. Mm-hmm.
Victor, why did you start volunteering?
Well, I started at the Free Medical Clinic when I was still seeing patients and I was winding down my career. I had a little bit more free time. So I started there about 10 years ago and then right away joined the board of directors there. And I've been the chair of the board of directors at the Free Clinic for about 7 or 8 years. And I no longer see patients there, but I still am actively involved with the staff, and we have a lot of changes, a lot of good changes going on there.
We have about 30 seconds left here, Victor.
It's that is the reason why I started working there. Was it was medical, and now for the past 5 years, I've been at the cupboard. And I just saw the need in the community, and I thought it was going to be a very interesting thing to do. It's fun, and it's gratifying, and everybody is very appreciative of the help that we give them.
Well, Victor Pisanelli, we are very appreciative of your time with us today. Victor's a volunteer at the Rutland Community Cupboard. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. Tomorrow on Vermont Edition, we're going to be looking into why literacy rates are declining. A Winooski first grade teacher will tell us about what she's seen in the classroom, and we'll learn about the Children's Literacy Foundation, which is trying to inspire kids in Vermont and New Hampshire to read. As always, you can weigh in on our show or pitch us ideas by emailing vermontedition@vermontpublic.org. And if you are volunteering somewhere like Victor Pisanelli is, who we just heard, shoot us an email about it. We might feature your organization. You can email us again at vermontedition@vermontpublic.org. Today's show was directed by Peter Angish. Our show is produced by Tedra Meyer, Andrea Lorien, and Daniela Fierro. Our call screener today was Rick Barrett, and our theme music was composed by Myra Flynn. I'm Michaela LaFrac. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch up again soon.